Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Liver disease in children covers a wide spectrum of illnesses. Some are benign, while some are life-threatening. But regardless of the severity of the disease, it is imperative that an accurate diagnosis be made. A careful and certain diagnosis not only dictates the proper course of therapy, but may affect the child's long-term prognosis. Doctors at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC believe that the proper combination of medical and surgical therapy is the key to a successful outcome.
The spectrum of illness of liver disease in children is really quite broad. We see metabolic problems that are inherited that lead to problems early on in life, to problems that develop during childhood, which can be problems related to general health, like obesity leading to fatty liver disease, or conditions that develop over time related to things like autoimmunity. So we really see quite a wide spectrum of problems. Our program is involved in a number of clinical studies looking at various treatments of liver disease. There are some relatively new studies that our program is involved in, one of which is looking at a disease called sclerosing cholangitis, which is a condition that causes inflammation and damage to the bile ducts that come out of the liver. There's a medicine called ursodeoxycholic acid. If you treat people with sclerosing cholangitis with URSO, their liver function tests, which are abnormal and high, become better and sometimes normal on the medication. And the presumption has been that if the liver tests improve, it must be good for the disease. But that's a presumption. But a very recent study in adults has suggested that very high doses of ursodeoxycholic acid may actually be harmful for people with sclerosing cholangitis. This leads to a problem for clinicians who take care of patients who are doing well on this medicine, because we have to decide, should they stay on this medicine or should they come off of the medication? So the study that's being conducted is an interesting variant on a clinical trial. The study involves taking children who are taking URSO, whose liver tests are normal, and doing a graded withdrawal of the URSO medicine from their regimen. So we cut their dose in half, and then we take them off of the medicine. We follow their liver tests very closely, and we'll be looking at a number of other markers of cytokines, et cetera, in the blood to try and get a sense of what the URSO is actually doing. And then we will put them back on the medication and then watch the liver numbers presumably go back down again. So it's sort of a reverse clinical trial, if you like. And the other study is a study looking at a condition called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. This is one of these inherited metabolic diseases, which is a result of an abnormal protein that's produced inside the liver. And carbamazepine, or Tegretol, has been shown in animal models of the disease to increase the clearance of the abnormal protein and actually make scar tissue go away in a mouse model. Our hopes for this study is that it will, for the patients who've received the medication, lead to an improvement in their liver disease, a decrease in the scar tissue that develops, and potentially a reversal of cirrhosis. Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC has been known and highly regarded for many, many years as a center for liver transplantation. Augmenting that expertise is evolving expertise in liver disease. I joke with my surgical colleagues that if we get good enough at this, we'll put them out of business and there won't be any need for liver transplantation. And I don't think they'd be too upset about that.
These clinical trials are two examples of how new medical therapies are helping physicians and their patients combat the effects of liver disease and possibly eliminate the need for transplants.